Senate Democratic spokesperson Bob McCann. He's on the other end of our line. Bob, how are you?
I'm well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, you've been quite busy lately. There's a lot of debate over several items, and the first one I wanted to talk with you about was the emergency manager situation. The Senate Dems are fighting a good fight.
Well, yeah. I mean, our members are obviously concerned about the path that they continue to move forward on. And you know, I think it's an argument that unfortunately the governor's administration is just not wanting to listen to the people on. Obviously, this week we had citizens turn in over 200,000 signatures looking to undo the emergency manager law, and you know, unfortunately, I think the reaction we're seeing from the administration is rather than trying to work with the people that have these concerns, they're trying to find ways around what these people are trying to do, and I just think, you know, that's really not the approach that our government should be taking.
You know, there's two fronts on this topic. The one front is, and we talked with some Democratic state representatives yesterday, two of them from the Flint area, as a matter of fact, and their take was that emergency financial managers can be useful and helpful and necessary in some instances, but there should be no closed meetings. The business that they conduct should be open to the public, number one, and number two, when it comes to the selling off of or the acquiring of goods, services, properties of a large nature, that mayors, city councils, and so on should be involved. And then there's the other faction that says, you know what, we don't need them at all. Those seem to be union-backed type supporters. What's your take on that?
Well, I think both sides have their arguments there that make sense, but you know, I certainly agree with those that think that, you know, there are certainly instances right now that communities, whether it's a city, a township, or a school district, are in very, very serious financial problems right now. And a lot of those problems are, frankly, due to the divestment being done here in Lansing in our local communities. So, you know, certainly to dissolve, you know, the decisions being made here in Lansing from causing those problems is a mistake to begin with. But certainly, if we're going to have these emergency managers, and we can debate the smarts of doing it in the first place, but clearly there needs to be citizen involvement in the process. Still, we can't have closed door meetings. We can't have unilateral decisions being made without involving the people that it affects. And unfortunately, that's what's been taking place thus far in the process. And, you know, it's just certainly not the way our government is supposed to work. And that's what people are upset about. And frankly, our members agree with that.
Bob, yesterday, Senate Democratic leader Gretchen Whitmer blasted the Michigan Republican Party for rewriting the rules from her perspective of their presidential primary and making backroom deals to determine its outcome against the will of the voters. Why would Democrats care about this?
Well, we care about it because the Republican Party, against our urging last year, made Michigan taxpayers pay for their primary. The Democrats and the other parties involved, you know, are going through a privately funded caucus system this year, and we urged, you know, given the economic hardships that obviously we are in currently, we urged the Republican Party to follow the same path and pay for their own method of nominating their presidential nominee, and the Republicans didn't want to listen to that, and so we were left footing the bill. And then this week, we saw a primary take place where they didn't seem to like the results of it, and so rewrote the rules of it to award extra delegate to Mr. Romney and give themselves the outcome they wanted. And so if we're gonna pretty much ignore the vote that took place, why are we still stuck paying for it as taxpayers? And so, yeah, I think that's what you saw Senator Whitmer say yesterday, and I think that's a statement shared by a lot of people around the state.
So the Democratic, the Democrats paid for their own, taxpayers did not.
That's right. It's a privately funded caucus that'll take place in May, in which the Democrats will nominate President Obama, obviously, for for re-election this year. And, you know, we urged, like I said, the Republicans to use a similar type system instead of making taxpayers pay for it, but they didn't want to do that.
Senate Democratic spokesperson Bob McCain has been, Bob McCann has been kind enough to be with us this morning. Bob, have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Tony.